Hi, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Michael. What is your first and last name?
Hello, my name is Jesus Falcon.
My Jesus, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing today?
Everything okay?
That's wonderful. For me to pull up your account, Jesus, can you help me with your business phone number?
646-266-8610.
Wonderful. Let me just pull up the account here for you, okay? Just give me one moment, please. All right, thank you for patiently waiting, sir. So I have your account pulled up. I think you're calling about your business, the Falcons Pro Tile. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yes. What can I do for you today?
My question is, I received like text message from you, from Local Splash, but I want to know, like, they say they offer me, customers, or I don't know what is that for. They send me with the numbers. I call them, but nobody is answering. What is that for?
Well, we can probably receive a text from us about, I think you're referring to leads. Like, those are leads. Is that correct? Like, yes, to be called, like, to call them? Is that what you're trying to say, or are you calling in because you received another text offering customers? Because I checked your account here. I think the last text that we got you, or we sent you, actually, that was way back on. Let me see. Yeah, just today, actually, sir. We are just forwarding a lead from Facebook ad campaign. So
what
that
is
has the, these are the people who actually either called you or filled out a form from your Facebook ads campaign. So that every time that a customer calls you, let's say, for example, if a customer found you in Google and then they call the call tracking number, then aside from you will receive that call, or if you won't answer, we will going to forward you the lead with the contact information. The same goes as well with a customer visited your website and then they fill out the form. They will put their phone number there. Then we're going to send it to you and then you're going to call them back. It's just like forwarding all information that we gather from your Facebook ad, website, or SEO. So these are leads.
Okay. So, but they're gonna contact you, and after you guys gonna contact me, or how that works?
No, it's actually, for example, sir, if you have a call tracking number here. So if the person called the call tracking number, you will receive that call. It will go directly to you. So it's you who are going to answer the phone call. But in this case, if a client filled out a form, again, they fill out a form, and then we're just going to forward it to you. So they're not calling us directly. Again, all calls go directly to you. But if those are clients who filled out the form, then that's what the lead form that we forwarded you is showing. So they did not call us. They did not call you. They will just fill out a form. They put their number there. They put their name on there. And it's you who are going to call them.
Okay. So I don't have to call you, right?
You don't have to call us. You can call directly the phone number showing on the lead that we sent you, like on the form. You can also access them on your Local Splash dashboard.
No, you and me, you're saying I have to call them?
You have to call them, correct, sir, because you're the one who's going to close the deal.
Because there's too many There is so many, like, let me see how many they saying, like, you guys sending me that kind of text. Saying, like, it's a job opportunity, or I don't know. I called them. Nobody's answering. Nobody's answering, and nobody knows what I'm talking about. I mean, one of these, they answer, and they say they don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what is that number then you guys sending me. So I want to be clear, like, what is the number sending me then? If it's not for job or, I don't know.
I'm so sorry for the confusion, sir. So in that case, I would really suggest you to log into your dashboard, because that's how you can see all the leads that you received. So you got one today from Colby. So this one came from Facebook. So yeah, I believe that you can also tag them as not valid. So say, for example, again, we don't have any control of what number that they're putting there. So let's say, for example, you would also can expect calls, let's say, from spam or telemarketer. You might, we don't have any control if they're putting the right number or not. So the only thing that we can do here is that you can track them. That's the purpose of us making sure that you are aware that you receive a lead from a certain individual, and then you can also access them on your dashboard. But for the numbers, again, we don't have any control or any way that we can verify if those leads are valid or not. But the good thing about call tracking number and also the lead part of your dashboard is that you can tag them as invalid. Let's say, for example, if you call a certain lead, and if they claim that they're not, that it's a wrong number, or that they're not the one who filled out the form, because that sometimes happens when you're publicly visible. People can reach out to you. People can say that they are this and that. But you can tag them as invalid. When you go to your dashboard, you can even block them as well, so they won't able to call you back or send you a message.
I only have the number, but I only have the number to call them. But the number, I mean, it's kind of like don't answering nobody. So
yeah.
But when I receive the text, mm-hmm. it's of course coming for like saying local splash. I don't know.
Because you have a call tracking number, sir, so technically all calls that you receive, it will show local splash, but you have to pick it up. And then you can speak, or you're going to be able to talk to the person who actually called you. It's not from us. It will just going to show local splash there because your call tracking number is local splash. You know, the phone number that we gave you for your business, that's your call tracking number. That's one way for you to know that that call came from Google. So when someone calls you, it will show there the phone number that we gave you, the 7515 number. It means that it's a lead. It's a client calls you from Google. So you have to answer that one, pick it up. And if they won't answer, they can always leave a message. And that's when we're going to forward, send you a text with their contact information.
What number you say they're going to... What is the number I'm going to receive from?
It will show local splash. Call tracking number ends in 7515.
7515, okay.
And you can also access and see this as well in your dashboard. I can walk you through as well with your dashboard where we can see the leads that you receive and how you can also block them, how you can also verify them, or how to see their phone number and call them. Do you have time today? I can walk you through.
Okay, so, yeah. Can you help me how to see or what? How can I do?
Sure, let me go ahead and send you the login credentials here. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Right. I just sent you the link, sir. You're also going to receive a text with your user ID and password. If you're using a smartphone right now, you can click the link that says my.localsplash.com.
Okay. So
click the link, and below the link, so you can see your user ID. So your user ID is your business phone number, no spaces. The one ends in 8610. And then the password is NetVideo. You will be given a chance to change the password when you're able to log in.
Okay, well, there is one link. Which link I can? The My Local Splash?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we click on there, and they send me to the app. They don't ask me any password or anything.
Automatically log you in?
Yeah.
Okay, so that only means that you're able to access this part already when you sign up with us. Because it's part of the process that we're going to let you log in so you can see the advanced reporting and the already recognized your desires. All right, so if you log in, can you see there, there's like a three lines on the, I think, left side corner? Well, what can you see right now then?
Okay, I click on three lines.
Okay, click the three lines and you can see their leads.
Yeah.
All right, so click leads.
Okay.
And when you click leads, you can see there you have at least six leads, correct?
Which one?
Click leads and click the leads for the
I see leads.
Mm-hmm. Click that one, please.
Okay.
And you can see the leads that you received so far. You can see there's six, right? In that section, you can see how many people or how many leads that you got so far. So it's the combined leads that you got either from Facebook, either from the website, or an SMS.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I received like this one, two, three, four, five. Okay, there is, three of these has a phone number, okay, but I call them, like nobody's answering. This is the question.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you earlier, sir. We don't have any control if that person calls you or not. We don't even have any control if that phone number is correct or not. So what we always encourage our clients is that you try them to call this number. If they don't answer now, then maybe you can try it again tomorrow. You can also send them a text. You know, that's how you can get clients or close a deal. But if you think that this lead is not from a customer or you think it's a scam lead, then you can always tag it as not valid, and then you can also block them as well. On the right side, you can see like three dots. You
okay.
Always have an option. There's also a drop down that says follow up needed, scheduled, completed, no answer, not interested, you can actually select which is applicable for the certain lead. So that, again, it's for your record, so you would know if you already call or spoke with this client, so you can actually tag them accordingly. If you think it's not a valid lead or it's a spam lead, there is a three dots on the right corner, then you can click spam, or you can even click block, so they cannot, they can call you back again in the future. So to answer a question about people, the phone numbers that won't answer, as I'm trying to tell you, we don't have any control of those phone numbers. We don't call them. They don't go through us. It will go directly to you. Again, we're just like a third man. I would say like a middleman, that whatever we receive from this portal, we will automatically forward it to you, and it's you going to convert them to a possible client or not.
Oh, so if I call them, like, what should I tell them when I call them, like?
Well, let's say, for example, you're going to call a certain number. If these are from Facebook, you can see there, like, for example, Colby. So you were going to call them, hi, I am Jesus, I'm the owner of Falcon's Protile. I see that you fill out a form, I see your phone number. So that's it. You just wanted to know if they'll be interested with your service. If you receive a text, then it will be a lot easier because that text came from them. If it gets from the website, the same thing, just introduce yourself that you're from your business, Falcon's Protile, and introduce yourself that you're the business owner, and then you can go from there.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So again, don't forget to go over to your leads, because that's one way you can convert potential customers. Most of our clients actually miss this part, but again, it's very important because that's one way for you to track how many calls you got from a certain campaign.
Like for the last one that I received, should I call them and ask?
Sir, it would be best that you call them. Yeah, that's best practice. If you receive a lead, then call them right away.
Okay, thanks so much.
Yeah, tell them that you got your number, they got your number, or you got their number from Facebook, and yeah, just call them.
You might
want to ask first, if they're looking for a certain job, then yeah.
All right. So,
yes,
okay, that was the question. Thank you.
No problem then. Aside from this one, Jesus, anything else?
That's all. Thank you so much.
Thank you for letting me help you as well. Have a great Easter, okay? You stay well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.